Exploring Dark Minds, an audio summary of Ian Banks' The Wasp Factory 1. What's The Wasp Factory? The Wasp Factory by Ian Banks is a dark and surreal exploration of identity, alienation, and the interplay between societal norms and individual psychology, told through the disturbing perspective of Frank, a young boy who has created a gruesome world on a fictional Scottish island. As he navigates his peculiar rituals, violent tendencies, and a deeply troubled family dynamic, themes of gender identity and the quest for control emerge. Frank's chilling backstory unfolds through a series of violent acts and introspective monologues, ultimately leading to shocking revelations that challenge his understanding of self and reality. Two key concepts of The Wasp Factory in Chapter 1 of The Wasp Factory. The theme of isolation and the exploration of identity is introduced through the protagonist, Frank, and their peculiar lifestyle. This theme continues to resonate in later chapters, particularly in Chapter 3, where Frank's rituals and the significance of the Wasp Factory are elaborated, highlighting their sense of control within their isolated world. Additionally, Chapter 10 delves deeper into Frank's psyche and the impact of their unconventional upbringing, further exploring the theme of identity in relation to societal norms. 3 In-depth chapter analysis of The Wasp Factory by Ian Banks. In The Wasp Factory, Ian Banks employs a non-linear narrative structure that deeply connects the chapters through the exploration of themes such as identity, isolation, and the nature of violence. In Chapter 1, the protagonist Frank initiates the reader into their disturbing world, illustrating their unique perspective on life through the description of their peculiar rituals and the titular Wasp Factory. This chapter sets a foundation for Frank's macabre worldview, firmly establishing themes of identity tied to violence and the mechanisms of control within their isolated existence. As Frank reminisces about past killings of small animals, particularly in Chapter 3, the text reflects the internalization of violence and the psychological complexities that arise from isolation and familial dysfunction. Here, it becomes clear that Frank's upbringing, characterized by their father's tyrannical qualities, fuels their identity formation and ultimately leads to the exploration of gender and existential dread. As the narrative advances, particularly noted in Chapter 5 and Chapter 8, the dissection of identity reaches a climax with the introduction of Frank's sibling, who represents both a threat and a challenge to Frank's constructed self. Throughout these chapters, the motifs of entrapment and manipulation emerge, with Frank constantly navigating through the dynamics of power and control. The chilling revelations in these sections highlight not just Frank's struggle with self-identity, but also the broader commentary on family relationships and the impact of trauma and isolation. Through the chapters, Banks illustrates how violence serves as a defining aspect of Frank's character, culminating in the raw confrontation with their true identity in the later chapters, which resonate with the overarching themes of the novel. 1. Listen The Wasp Factory audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/the-wasp-factory. 2. Buy The Wasp Factory at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=sign+wasp+factory. 3. Buy The Wasp Factory at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign-the-wasp-factory and languages=n. For dot search The Wasp Factory at world at https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign-the-wasp-factory and offset=1.